Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler, and this week we are going to be talking about nanny pride. And to do that, I have brought on the queen of nanny pride herself, Crystal Crawford. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just delighted that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Crystal and I were talking before we hit record about that Crystal has been on the podcast before, but newer listeners may not know that because it was 2016.
Yes. I feel like I've been here since the beginning, and it's so good. I know. It's so good to see how much growth you've had, and you've had well over 100 episodes since then, right?
Yeah. I'm up to over 150.
That is amazing. Yeah. So amazing.
It's really, really exciting. And you've had growth too. So tell us about, like, I mean, I would love to hear kind of your nanny journey from the start reiterated, but with a focus put on catching us up since 2016, because you have been making moves and I love them.
Yeah, thank you. And so, yeah, so just for anyone that may not know, my name is Crystal Gill. That's the name that I go by in the industry now. That's my first and middle name. And just to give you a little backstory, I have nannied for well over 15, 16 years now. I started off as a summer nanny in high school and did nannying all the way through grad school. And once I graduated, I moved to Atlanta and started my own nanny placement agency called Elite Metro Nannies. And that's the episode that I did with Martha. So excited to go back and listen to that because I was such a baby in the industry.
And so was I. Right. You know, like I say some things on those first episodes that I am no longer proud of, but I don't know what to do about it because I don't want to delete them.
Right. And no. So that's a great example of showing people that you have to be consistent to get to where you really want to be. And that is exactly what I did with Elite Metro Nannies. Just to catch people up on how the agency is going, I have a very niche group of clients that I work with right now, high profile clients. And also I love my reality TV stars. And so I was able to have some of my nannies be featured on the spinoff with Portia Williams. And so that was such an exciting moment.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was a great milestone for Elite Metro Nannies. But during that time, and I like to tell people, is that I went to school to be a social worker. And so I was working full time as a school social worker during that upbringing of Elite Metro Nannies. And I like to tell that story because people need to know that you can have a full-time job and try to build your business on the side while you are getting your experience in the industry. And so once I, you know, got my feet wet with Elite Metro Nannies, just to catch you all up, when we got to 2020 mm-hmm. with the pandemic, I lost my job as a social worker, my clientele, because it was very niche. I was not able to pick up new clients like I wanted to, as quickly as I wanted to, because parents were staying home. And then the celebrities weren't calling as much. And so the world had not opened up, and I lost my position as a school social worker because I was working at a private school and they could no longer keep my salary up. And so I had to make a decision, and I pivoted and created Clearly Nanny. And so that is where we are today. That is my baby. I call that my pandemic business. And I would love to, you know, talk a little bit more about that a little bit further down in the episode, but I'm excited. Yeah, I'm so excited to just be here. And this is actually a reminder for myself, is that, hey, you know, good things are on the horizon, and I can't wait to come back and tell you, you know, what life is like in 4 or 5 more years from here.
Heck yes. I would love that. And I hope that we won't go 4 or 5 years without you being back on the podcast, because I love having you on. So, but also in 4 or 5 years, have you back on to do another catch up. Love it.
Yes.
Because I love talking with other nannies because of things like this, of like, you know, it's been 4 or 5 years and like, you've just built so much in 4 or 5 years, and like in, I mean, really in 1 year. So yeah, I love celebrating what other people, other nannies in the industry are doing.
Thank you.
And it's wonderful. Well, great. Now that listeners are caught up, let's talk about Clearly Nanny and Nanny Pride.
Yes, I am so excited about Clearly Nanny. Just at the top of 2020, I became a new board member for the National Domestic Workers Alliance. And that was the most proudest moment for me. And I had this amazing idea. I was selected for the board in February. The world shut down in March.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And then I was now responsible for millions of domestic workers that were looking up to me to see what we were going to do in the middle of this pandemic. And I knew that nannies were being overworked. I knew that they were losing their jobs. I knew that we didn't feel appreciated at times. And so it was my duty to create something to ensure that we felt prideful when we stepped into our workplace, that we felt proud to be serving the families that we cared for, and felt accomplished when the children would come to us for assistance during virtual learning. So that's how Clearly Nanny started.
Yes. It's been, I really love that you're coming on at this point in the pandemic as well, because I see and feel personally and hear and see so many nannies that are just hitting a wall.
Yeah.
And like burnout right now is very, very real. Mm-hmm. A lot of nannies have been, you know, the happy warriors throughout all of this, of like, sure, I will be flexible on that. Sure, like little things here and there, and a lot of families are hurting and suffering as well. And I think that they don't have the bandwidth to take care of their nannies, probably the way they wish they could. But
yes,
nannies are getting backburnered. So I'm excited to have you on to talk about this idea of like celebrating nannies.
Yes. And that is exactly the mission of Clearly Nanny, is that we want to honor, celebrate, and uplift hardworking nannies like ourselves. It is such a very demanding industry that we're in. And for us to just walk into a family's home, I wanted everyone to feel like they were a part of something.
Yes, yes. And it also helps combat how isolating nannies can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't have coworkers. When you think about it, people in corporate America and other, you know, industries, they don't, you know, we don't have coworkers that we can go to. We don't have HR that we can help advocate, you know, for us. We have to be our biggest advocates. And that's unfortunate, but it allows us to kind of write our own story. And that's what I love so much, is that we can support each other in the sisterhood and brotherhood that is going on in the nanny industry. It is so overwhelming with love. And so I always challenge people, get connected, because this is the time to get connected.
Yes. Yes. Because we can, you know, I mean, since you and I talked last, we've had the ability to connect. I mean, we recorded virtually the first time we recorded too, but I do feel like so many doors have opened up to having a very real friendship and support network that is not in the same city where you are.
Yes. Yes.
And like, you know, like, let's take advantage of that. You know, and I do, like I said, I think that's always been true, but I think it's been highlighted during the pandemic, because it's like, well, I also can't see the nannies in Chicago that I know and love.
Right. So, absolutely. It's been amazing to connect to people outside of Atlanta. You know, I thought my network was super strong in Atlanta, but I'm thankful for the pandemic. Yes, we are losing people, you know, every day to COVID. However, there has definitely been some positives where people like yourself, we're able to connect with people outside of our local areas. And it's been a good feeling just to see what other nannies are doing across the world.
Yeah. So if listeners are like, great, love that mission of Clearly Nanny, I want to get involved, what do they do?
Yeah, so great question. So right now we have, I will tell you, I love all of the pins that I have. At Clearly Nanny, we create enamel pins that you can wear on your shirts, jackets, backpacks. You can put them on your diaper bags. And so I always tell people, if you are new to the Clearly Nanny squad, please start off with the Proud Nanny pin, because
I have one, y'all.
Yay! I love it. That's the pin that you need to have to really make the statement that I am a proud nanny. There is nothing like being proud of the work that you do. And it is a conversation starter. So if you want to join the Clearly Nanny squad, as I like to call my biggest supporters, you can go over to clearlynanny.com. And I tell people as well, if you love one, grab two.
Yeah, get one for your nanny squad.
Absolutely. And that's the mission. Our goal is to have over 100,000 nannies wearing the Proud Nanny pin, or at least one pin from Clearly Nanny. And this year I launched a new mission for 2021, which is, in my opinion, the year of the nanny. And so this particular pin is to highlight and to recognize all of the hard work that we did in 2020, and to let people know that 2021, we're coming even stronger. We are opening doors. We are going through. I talked about this today, going to the rooftop door. We're not just going through any door. We're going through the rooftop door, because the sky is the limit of possibilities. And so that is our mission at Clearly Nanny. We are here to celebrate, uplift, and honor hardworking nannies just like yourself.
I Love that. And yeah, I like, you know, I don't get to go as many places obviously anymore, but I have, so my nanny kids currently are potty trained, and so it's no longer a diaper bag. I have like a backpack that we take different places whenever we do happen to go. So like when it was warmer, we went to a nature preserve, and it's so helpful to have that proud nanny button on there or pin on there, because it signals like to other caregivers like what you are, because you know that feeling of like, is this a parent, is this a nanny, whatever. And it also, I have a feeling, will get me hired as well, because you know, a lot of times, like one time I worked one block party and I got babysitting jobs. I babysat for an entire building on that block.
Wow.
You know, like 12 different like families.
Wow.
In a building. It wasn't the entire building, but you know, like a good percentage of a building, because they saw me and they were like, we know that she is the nanny of these kids. And I got to babysit for so many kids because they loved what I was doing with those
I
kids.
Love
so
it.
If you have that pin on, then people can be like, oh, she's a nanny, so I could hire her to babysit or whatever, or him or them. So yeah, I just think that that's an, like a added bonus to having the pin, as well as being in the community. And it's just a good looking pin.
Hey friend, I love that. You definitely nailed it as being a identifier of the career that you have undertaken. And so you are absolutely right. It definitely can get your foot in the door into places. And I tell people, wear your pin every single day. I always choose at least one pin to wear. And for my overcoats, I just keep the pin on there until I get ready to take my jackets to the dry cleaners. But absolutely, buy multiple pins and follow the gang. You know, the Clearly Nanny Squad is very strong online. Get connected. We have nannies not only in the States, but also overseas as well, that have purchased their pins and are wearing them proudly.
I love that. Okay, so once someone has purchased the pen, then you also can find other nannies, which is great. But right now it is so digital. Is there another way to like help connect with people through Clearly Nanny?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partner with other nannies that are hosting events. And so right now I host a room on Clubhouse, which is a new app that everyone is, you know, going crazy over. So every morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have a Clubhouse room called Wake Up Super Nanny. That room was based off of the Year of the Nanny pin, which basically we come into the room and we share an affirmation for the day, a goal for the day, or a win from the previous day or from last week. And so that room has been such a blessing to connect with nannies first thing in the morning. We have our UK nannies pop in because it's around lunchtime over there for them. And they just share their words of encouragement. And it has been such an amazing experience. And so I tell people, if you have the time to join us in the mornings at 7:30 a.m. if you happen to be on the East Coast, please join us, because that's where you're going to get connected with other nannies that are part of the Clearly Nanny Squad and other nannies that may not be, but are very active in the industry as well.
Yes, yes. Because that's part of it too, I think, is that sometimes I struggle because I, you know, like you meet another nanny out and about, mm-hmm. and you're like, you're getting to know them, et cetera, et cetera. And like all nannies are wonderful. But there are some that it's like, this isn't their career. This is, mm-hmm. you know, like a means to an end. This is something they're doing right now. They're focused on other things. And so, And you know, that just, that energy doesn't match my right. energy. And so I think that that's also wonderful, but it's like, when I'm looking for a nanny squad, I'm looking for people who are passionate about their work in the same way that I'm passionate about my work.
Yes, absolutely. And I will tell you this, people are very intrigued with what we're doing in our industry. And so with the Clubhouse room, it is, of course, it's Clubhouse. It's open to anyone that wants to come in and listen to what we're talking about. And the questions that end up in my DM about how they're so amazed at how nannies are just super involved in the success of the children that they're caring for, and the questions that they've asked in the room in the morning, it's just amazing. So nannies, if you are listening to this episode, please continue doing what you're doing. People are watching us, the press. If you go into the news, nannies are being talked about on the news. Like, you just have to put your ear to the stations and understand that we are essential workers. They are classifying us as essential workers, and know that, don't take that lightly, but our work is appreciated and needed.
Yes, yes. And I mean, I do think that, you know, the pandemic really highlighted what we do. Like, mm-hmm. suddenly parents were home with their children all day. And there are a lot of big feelings that happen yes. during the day that, you know, I think that people sometimes had the idea that we just play with kids sometimes. And I think the pandemic of people being like, oh my goodness,
yes.
this is not easy work. And like, to remain patient and present with a child for, you know, an 7, 8, 9, 10 hour shift is
yes.
a Herculean feat. Every day.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think that's a really good point, that people are watching.
Yes, absolutely. With amazement at that too. They're like, I yes. don't even understand how you are doing this, but just keep doing it every day and show up, you know, with a smile on your face. So nanny, shout out to you all. Definitely you should feel proud to be a nanny, especially in 2021.
Yes. So I'm curious about, so I've been seeing a lot of nannies who are feeling really, really defeated right now. And I love mm-hmm. the message of proud nanny, nanny pride. But I am curious, do you have advice or words of wisdom for nannies who are feeling like they're not doing a great job, or they're not, you know, like there's so many obstacles right now that sometimes even I am like, you know, I wonder like if 2019 Martha would have handled that better or something. And I know those are silly thoughts, but I also know I'm not alone in them.
Absolutely. And so this is a great question. And I tell nannies, if you're feeling defeated, or you are questioning whether one, you're supposed to be doing what you're doing, or you just have questions wrapped around, like, am I really doing a good job? Like, the acronym that I tell people is TAP in. So T-A-P, T, take a breath, breathe, friend, you're going to be fine. Like, let's just pause for the cause and not feel so overwhelmed. And A, appreciate the now. Where you are now is where you're exactly supposed to be. Some people are feeling defeated because they think that they're supposed to be further down the road in their career, but friend, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Nobody is going to get to the end goal right away. And don't do that comparison trap either. If you see your nanny friend over here being, you know, super nanny, Mary Poppins, creating the best lunches and meals, and you're just like, I just showed up today and I got my nanny fuel and that's enough. Yeah. Like, just appreciate where you are now. And that's the A. And then of course, P, once you tap in, you take your breath, you appreciate the now. I want you to proceed. Don't just stand there looking around and watching others just bypass you. You gotta get up and move forward. That means showing up every single day with a smile, providing a welcoming environment for the little ones that you care for, because sometimes you may be the only normal thing in their life or consistent thing in their life every day because their parents are working from home. They're, you know, maybe dealing with extra stress from employers that they're working for, and the house may be upside down because now the maid has COVID. You may be the only constant thing. And so I need you to get up every morning, know that you are a proud nanny. You have to have that inside of you, deep down inside of you, that you are proud to be a part of this industry, and proceed and move forward. So that's the best advice I can give those people, is to tap in all 2021.
Yes, I love that. I also just, listeners, I want to say that sometimes I send questions ahead of time. I knew Crystal didn't need them. And so I did not send her any questions. And she just like knocked that out of the ballpark. That was awesome. Anyway,
thank you.
Just celebrating you in that moment, because that was one of the best answers to a question I've ever heard on the podcast. And
love it.
Yeah. And I think what you said about like you might be the only consistent thing, we know, like through research and stuff, that all it takes is one secure attachment
to
change a whole child's life. And right now, you might be the only secure attachment, the safest place for a child, because parents are struggling. I mean, and parents might not have all of the training and the emotional, social intelligence that you do to work through it with their child in the way that you do. So you're important. And even if you're working for the most emotionally intelligent parents in the world, you're still important because they need breaks too.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So just, yeah, you are so very, very important, nanny and caregiver. For parents listening out there too, you're doing a great job. Like, no matter what happened today, you're doing a great job. So I love that. I love that it's encouraging a community. I am curious about, because I am not on Clubhouse. Do you have a way for nannies to access like more live, or not live events, but you know, like I guess in real time events? So that's live. Never mind.
Yeah.
like more live events that are in other spaces besides Clubhouse?
Yeah. So great question. So the topics that I typically talk about in Clubhouse, I've already done them on my Instagram Live. So on Wednesdays, I host or co-host a Instagram Live with my nanny bestie, Nanny Chella. Yes. Some of you all may know her. And so we have a amazing group of nannies that have just been so supportive. And we started that Instagram Live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday, during the time where I needed it. It may have been a little selfish, but I needed to be surrounded and reconnected with my nanny sisters because I had just lost my job mm-hmm. as a social worker. And so many people thought that we were just doing it, you know, just to pour back into the industry, but it was for me, friends. And so if you are listening to this, that was very therapeutic for me to be reconnected. I just felt like I didn't really have purpose at that time. And knowing that you all expected Chella and I to show up every single week, it gave me my power back to know that I belong somewhere. Everything that I have to offer, people appreciate it. And it helped me keep going and not fall into the slump of, I call it the Rona depression. And yeah. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like it can happen to anyone. I feel like I have a lot of confidence, but the Rona almost took some people out, and not because they had COVID. It was because of the mental state of the world. And it was affecting everyone. Like no one was out of the picture. It could affect anyone at any moment. And so I was very blessed to have my nanny bestie, you know, hold me accountable to showing up each week, creating topics that we needed to talk about, you know, to ensure that we all felt secure in our jobs working in these homes when our job descriptions were changing right. every single day. And so, yes, that's another way that people can get connected if they're not on Clubhouse. We had an amazing event called the Nanny Awards, where we were able to highlight some hardworking nannies that typically don't get recognized in this industry. We all know who the regulars are that typically get recognized. But we wanted to highlight people that have been hitting the ground running, and we call the awards "We See You," and so we wanted to let those people know that we see you, and don't ever think that your work is not going unnoticed, and we want you to continue doing what you're doing. So shout out to everyone that supports the Cookout. If you are not connected on Clubhouse, that's another way to get connected to me and feel a part of a growing family that will support you along your nanny journey.
Yes, I love that. And I've mentioned it on a few different episodes at this point, but I think it's really present right now that, you know, burnout is very, very real, and a lot of us are feeling it. And there's this book called Burnout, written by Emily and Amelia. I believe you say their last name Nagoski. It's Nagoski. And in the book, they just talk about it's about feminine burnout, but not just women, you know what I mean? Like the feminine energy.
Yes.
And the burnout there. And they say one of the best ways to get over or through burnout is to help other people. So exactly what you're saying of like forcing yourself to show up for others and like talk about the things that were weighing heavily on your heart. That is one of the best ways through burnout.
Yes, I agree.
Just wonderful.
Yes, I agree. It was definitely helpful. Like I said, and I was able to repay and just to be able to help, like you said, just help other people and not focus on myself for that hour 15 minutes was so beneficial. And I appreciate all of our people that show up every week. Man, the family is growing.
growing. So, and I would think that the Cookout would be on nanny announcements on the calendar.
Absolutely. We love Ashley over at Nanny Announcements, and she does a wonderful job of helping us promote what we have going on every single week with the Cookout. So shout out to Nanny Announcements. We love you, girls.
Yes. And you can, if you don't know what we're talking about, there is an episode a few episodes back. Go find it. It's called Nanny Announcements. You can't miss it. if you feel left out, you can include yourself by listening to Ashley's episode.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything else that we need to know? So nannies need to go to clearlynanny.com and pick out at least two pins.
Yes, at least two pins.
And I will say this. One of the reasons that I call them buttons instead of pins is because I was born and raised in East Tennessee and in the Appalachian accent. which I don't have very much of, but it does present itself in the fact that the E and I in like pen versus pin, I can't, like, it took me forever to be able to even hear the difference, because in East Tennessee, it's just pen. Like that's, it's the same. You pronounce it the same. Isn't that wild?
That is, wow.
Or like 10 and 10 is all just 10.
I love it though.
I know. And so the word pin, I have to like really focus to say it correctly. And my Leah, who has been on the podcast a few times, calls every time it happens. She's like, I'm sorry, what was that? So if she's listening, I'm sure she's sitting in her car laughing at me right now. But anyway, yes. Is there anything else that nannies should know?
Absolutely. There is an ongoing list of everything that I do. But for any listeners that would love to get connected to me, please go over to heycrystalgale.com. There is everything you need to know. But I wanted to just stress that if you need to talk to someone or you have an idea, one of the things that I have learned that I am awesome at is helping nannies create a business. Think about the larger scale of how you want to release a product. If you have an idea and you're just sitting on it, please slide in my DMs or send me a email or go onto my website and book a coaching call. And so one of the things that I wanted to offer to all of the listeners is I have a discovery call that I offer to people for free. And so if you are a nanny and you're just looking to just grow in your career and you need some ideas on how to, you know, take advantage of professional development, or you need a resume revamp, or you are someone that is looking to start a business, please go over to Hey Crystal Gale and book a session. And in the notes, please write Chronicles, and I will know that you listened to this episode, and I will offer your first session for free. And so that is what I'm offering for all of the nannies that are listening today. And also, I wanted to offer something special for everyone to show their nanny pride. Continue showing their nanny pride is if you go to clearlynanny.com and you find some amazing enamel pins that you love, please use the promo code PRIDE and you will get 10% off of your order.
I love it. I have never had a promo code before. And so I am so stoked. That's like a bucket list for me.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And just so you know, listener, all of those links are down in the show notes. So if you are doing something with your hands, or, you know, just have a million things on your mind and are worried you won't remember, it's right down there. You can just click on it. It will take you straight there. So do not fear.
You're right.
And I'll put the promo code down there too. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And yes, please take advantage of that, listeners, because Crystal is amazing. I mean, we just heard what she's done in a year. Mm-hmm. Let her help you.
Yeah. I can't even, when I think about all of the things that I've accomplished since March of, I'll say February, because I think when I got the board position with the National Domestic Workers Alliance, that's what kind of onset the go, go, go mode for me. And it's been uphill from there. Like, granted, I think me losing my job was probably the best thing that could have happened for me. And that is for me to say for anyone that had to transition out of your job during this pandemic, friend, don't fret. There is something amazing on the other end of the rainbow and the end of the storm as well. So please know that I'm here cheering you on. You have some amazing sisters and brothers in this industry that are here to help you. But I want everyone to remember that this is our time. This is for us to shine. And so if you see one of your nanny sisters struggling, one of your nanny brothers struggling, please reach out to them and be a source of help.
Yes. Yes. And also keep in mind that you helping someone else is going to help you too. So Amen. Do it for them, but also do it for you. Yep. And I would love to just highlight quickly, because you mentioned you're on the board of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Just can you tell us a little bit about the work that you all are doing?
Absolutely. So this is an organization that I like to tell people fights for the basic rights of domestic workers. And when we say domestic workers, that includes nannies, housekeepers, anyone working inside of the home as domestic workers. And so we're fighting for fair pay. And when I say fighting, we're talking about changing policies. We have a Bill of Rights that have passed in many states, but there are several more that have not passed this Bill of Rights. And basically, we want everyone to be on an equal playing field. That is all. Nannies deserve basic rights. We deserve paid time off, sick leave. We deserve to be paid above minimum wage. Like, can we not be paid $7 an hour? Because there's people out here getting paid $7 an hour in these smaller cities. Yeah. And so we don't want anyone to be left behind. And that's what we're fighting for. We want everyone to be treated fairly at work and not to be discriminated against. And so the work of the National Domestic Workers Alliance is so important. The membership is not that expensive. It's $5 a month. And so I don't take it lightly that some people may not be able to afford that. But if you can't and you still want to join, all of the things that we do are online and on Zoom, and you can still participate. And so, yeah, it's an awesome organization. We just had our assembly in February in Las Vegas, and some of you all were able to see some of our heavy hitters in the industry be a part of that amazing weekend where we came together to plan for 2020 and 2021 and beyond. So I'm so proud of all the work that they've done. Shout out to the Georgia chapter. I see you. And I'm so proud of everything that you all have done. And I am looking forward to getting more people connected to that organization.
Oh, love that. Yes, please go check that out. I'll put a link down in the show notes for that as well. Awesome. Okay. Well, Crystal, I just loved everything that you've shared with us today. And I have one more ask of a thing to share. And that's a cute, funny story.
Yes. And so I love everything that we've talked about today. One cute story during the pandemic is that I had a little client that I was helping with virtual learning, and he had to transition back to school in person. But one thing that he said before his first day back was, "Can Crystal come and be my teacher? Because I love her so much." And when I tell you that he did not want me to leave, that was, I knew that I had did my work with that particular family.
Yes.
And so that is just to show you all that despite all of the things that we may have gone through during this pandemic, the kids are looking to us for that support, to be just the fun, good time during this storm that we all are experiencing. So nannies, keep your heads up, walk into those homes with your head held high, full of pride, because you matter and those kids know that you matter as well. So that's just sending my love to everyone that is listening.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. Thank you for sharing. And oh, he wanted you to go with him. That's so sweet.
Right. That's my little buddy. I miss him.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, well, thank you, Crystal. A million times. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is so good. So good. Yes,
so fun. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. I love providing Chronicles of Nania to you at no cost. So if you love this podcast, please consider donating by clicking the support the show link in the show notes. I also totally understand if a donation isn't the way you can show your support right now. Another excellent way to support the podcast is to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Those ratings help other nannies and caregivers around the world find Chronicles of Nania. Also, if you love the show, tell your friends. Word of mouth is so helpful to get the word out about the podcast. And truly, thank you for listening. It really means the world to me. The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.